It's time to shift how we think about self-care.
The World Health Organization defines self-care as what people do for themselves to establish and maintain health and to prevent and deal with illness.
It's not a luxury, and it's definitely not something you should only focus on when you're already fatigued or burnt out. It's a necessity, and it can start with small actions that make a big difference. Corporate Wellness Week, which takes place in the first week of July, is a great reminder to take care of ourselves. But true wellness doesn't begin and end with a campaign. It's not something we switch on once a year and forget about the rest of the time. Real wellness is a daily commitment to feeling good in your body, steady in your mind, and strong in your sense of self. When we hear the word wellness, we likely think of exercise and eating right. While physical health is a big part of it, true wellness is holistic. It includes physical, mental, and social health. Physical wellness is about movement, nutrition, hydration, and rest. It's about giving your body the basics it needs to function well. Mental wellness is about managing stress, staying focused, and protecting your energy. It also includes setting boundaries, taking breaks, and being kind to yourself. Social wellness is about tuning into how you feel, expressing emotions in healthy ways, and building strong relationships with others. You don't need to master all three at once. Start small and grow from there. You don't need hours in the gym or a complicated routine to improve your holistic well-being. It's the small habits, repeated daily, that create the biggest change. Here are a few simple ways to begin. Start your day by drinking a glass of water or going for a short walk during your lunch break. You might consider stretching or doing deep breathing for 5 minutes a day. If your phone or other devices feel glued to your hand, why not take a screen break between meetings or tasks? In addition to these activities, fill your cup by spending time with your loved ones, doing something kind for someone who needs it, or writing down three things you are grateful for before bed.
What I mean by this is that the acknowledgement of blessings in our lives leads to an open mind of gratitude. This gratitude then affects our brains, literally changing our neural structures to make us feel happier and more content, even with tragedy. And this directly correlates to a neurochemical level in our brain, where gratitude acts as a catalyst for neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. Basically, the chemicals that can maintain or uplift our emotions pertaining to pain and immediate stress responses.
Choose just one habit to try for a week. Once it sticks, add another. Over time, these moments of self-care build a stronger, more balanced you. You might feel like work, with all its stresses and demands, can get in the way of wellness. But there are ways to care for yourself during the workday too. Try standing up and stretching every hour, or stepping outside for fresh air when you can. You could also consider eating lunch away from your desk, setting boundaries about unnecessary after-hours work, or taking a mindful moment before or after a stressful task. Even in busy roles, you can create space for small resets. Looking after yourself isn't a reward for getting through the week. It's what helps you get through the week. You don't need to change everything. Just start. Your health is worth the effort every day of the year. Thank you to TEDx Talks for the audio clips used in this soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.